I kind of shared with you momentarily about honor. Honor is key. And so we're going to talk about that this morning. I want the Ministry of Media to stay with me on this morning. I didn't even want to send in notes because I really want to be led by the Spirit of God as we talk about this, because as I stated earlier, honor is key. So if you would, grab your Bibles all over the place. God, we bless you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 12. If you would, stand to your feet. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. God, I bless you. And I give you glory, God. I honor you. I delight in you, Lord. I bless your holy name. Let my life give you glory, God. Let my words and my actions, God, be pleasing, acceptable, honorable in your sight. I breathe to your glory. I honor you. I honor you. I honor you. I make space and place. I make room, God, for you in this moment. God, I give you glory. God, I give you praise. It's in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Verse number 12. And I beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. To know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Know them that labor among you and esteem them. Give them honor. It's one way of saying it is give honor to those who honor is due. Honor those who labor among you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the seed of honor today. It's in Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Would you do me a favor? Turn to your neighbor and say, I honor you today. I honor you. I honor you. I honor you. You may be seated. You may be seated. I honor you. I honor you. One of the toughest things to do in life is to honor those who are dishonorable. Oh, can I get a witness in the house? One of the toughest challenges you find in life is being honorable to dishonorable people. I found it so regularly in my life, people who I would encounter who are lacking integrity, lacking in character, lacking in honesty, but the Spirit of the Lord say still honor them. I've encountered people who lied on me, who talked about me, y'all said all kind of stuff that they had no proof, no validation for. People who are in influential, who had titles, had positions, but yet the God that I serve said, still honor them. See, honor is a seed. And if you sow seeds of dishonor, then you're going to reap a harvest of. So a man soweth that which he will. You've been dishonored too, huh? Amen. Bring him back. Don't let him go. Amen. We need to have a conversation. Come back, come back, come back. Amen. And maybe there's healing at the altar. Amen. He crying out. His soul's crying out right now. Like, Pastor, you touched the nerve right there. Amen. But I think we all can relate to the fact of being dishonored. Or maybe you yourself have been dishonored. But seed, it's, honor itself is a seed. Now watch this. Honor is the seed for access. The seed of honor is the seed for access. The more you honor a thing, the more you have access to the thing. Some of you have lost your access because you allowed the seed of dishonor to fill your heart. And to be so welcoming to you, and now you no longer have access to, is because you sowed a seed of dishonor, so you no longer have access. Now, the things that you hope to have, you can't have. Why? Dishonor. And it is your assignment to uproot the seed of dishonor in your life. Because the only way for it to come up is for you to pull it up. And the way you pull it up is, watch this, you have to do the adverse. If you sow seed of dishonor, you got to now go show some honor. And a little fruit of repentance can go along with that, too. That'll help a long way. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I dishonored you. Forgive me.
Yeah.
But I honor you today. Here's a gift card. I honor all of you today. I show no repentance to none of y'all. No, I'm just playing. But watch. You honor the person. You honor the person. That scripture says give double honor. That word double means twofold. It's a Greek word. It means twofold, double ply. So now what I do, I double honor you. I put double portion on top of it. I'm going to be gracious rightly to you. I'm going to be generous to you. Double fold. Layer upon layer. That word honor, where we get the word honorarium from, the word honor is to recompense, to pay. Oh, God. Some of you got some debts you need to go back. Oh, yeah. I'll come down your road and step on your big toe. Step on the big one. I'll spank and we'll step on the pinky toe. Well, you ever stub your pinky toe? That's some pain, huh? So I'll spare you the pinky toe pain. But watch, there's some debts you have to go back and repay. Some seeds of dishonor that you sow, you have to go apply, repay those seeds. Oh my God. It's going to be tight today. Honor is the bridge to any season you would like to enter into. If you're looking to go into a new season, a season of abundance, a season of favor, then honor is the bridge to get you there. Honor. Matter of fact, you'll find yourself walking along if you continue to walk in dishonor. You'll look around and you'll wonder where everybody at, and they'll be like, I don't want to hang around a dishonorable. I was going to say fool, but the Holy Spirit said don't say it. But dishonor have you lonely. Dishonor have you longing. Dishonor have you searching and hoping for, and hope will never come to fruition. Why? Because dishonor in your heart. When people show you what they really are like, believe them. That's what Maya Angelou said. When they show you that they're a salty, dishonorable person, believe them. Don't let their dishonorableness become your portion. Okay, the scripture says this way. Let me give you a Bible. I'm in the book. He says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And so even if they are dishonorable unto you, you have to find it in your heart to be honorable unto them. Now, hear me when I say this, because, you know, we have leaders and people of influence who are in positions. It is our job, especially as believers, is not to be so esteemed of the person, but esteemed of the position. Ah, God. Children, honor in thy father. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Children, honor your mother and your father. It is the first promise that God gives to his people. If you will honor your mother and your father, watch this. He said he will add long life unto you. Now watch, it has nothing to do. No, follow the text now. He says for you to honor them, not for them to be honorable, but for you to honor. Because if it was contingent upon them being honorable, then the onus is on them. So when they don't do what they're supposed to do, God can renege his promise if that was the case. And say, well, they weren't doing what they're supposed to do, so you don't get long life. No, 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 no. Watch this. He puts the weight on you. He says, honor your mother and your father. Yes. But your dad be dad.
Amen.
Your wretched mother.
Amen.
Honor them. Watch. Not the person, but the position. Well, I never saw my dad. Honor him. My mama was abusive. Honor her. Not the person, but the position. Because watch this. Without the person, the position never would have came to fruition. Couldn't be your mother unless she had you. So the position did not come into place. This is how we honor. It's recognizing I'm here because of them. And because I'm here because of them, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm going to live the very best life I can live. I'm going to do what I do so when people look at me, they can say, wow, you must have had great parents. You don't know, but because I live so well, it makes them look well. And you don't have to say, oh, well, you don't know how bad they were. No, 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 no. You don't have to say a word. Just your life that you live gives glory and honor to who they are.
Come on.
Or you could take the other road. Because you had bad parents, you could live a bad life. And who is that honorable to? Y'all quiet in this Holy Ghost filled church. Oh, y'all clocking? They clocking. Dr. Stacy said, I'm learning as we go. That's all I do. So, amen. Watch this. There's a code to honor. Somebody shout a code to honor. Diligence in the workplace is proof of honor. It's proof of honor. This is the code that when your diligence and your faithfulness to the things you are appointed to, it is proof of honor. Now, this is where I'm going to step on your pinky toe. Because if you're slothful at work, then you dishonor your employer. If you're lazy on your job, then you're sowing or showing dishonor to your employee. If you're not loving to your spouse, yeah, just go, ah, yeah. Then you're showing that you dishonored him. If you speak against, call out, talk about, outside of who they are, you're showing that you dishonored them. Diligence is immediate attention to an instruction. So when you're given an instruction, the code of honor says that we are to immediately fulfill that instruction. At least it's dishonorable when you don't. Can I say it in churchy lingo that y'all used to? Delayed obedience is still a dishonor. Let's give a pragmatic example. Watch. Delayed obedience is still disobedience, but it's also dishonor. If Pastor Tiffany, if you esteem her and honor her, and she tells you, hey, I need everybody to stand up and clap five times, and everybody jumps up to their feet, clap five times, right? Then Mr. TJ jumps up and say, I need you to jump up to your feet and clap one time. And you sit there and you think about it. You're wondering, why would he have me get up after she told me to get up? Why do I have to obey him? Watch this. It's dishonor. Now, you may still jump to your feet, but your delayed response is dishonorable. Children, when your parents give you an instruction that I need you to do X, Y, Z, the expectation is not for you to sit there and to ponder and to inquire, why do or why must I do that? No, the expectation is immediate response. All the parents should have been clocking. The expectation is delayed obedience is dishonorable. It's dishonorable. So we must move expediently. Watch. It's the same thing with God. Oh, wow, I would never dishonor God. You know, I heard God say, yeah, but he said it 5 years ago and you still... Oh, well, God's timing. Well, his timing was that time when he told you. So, well, you know, it's in God's timing. Well, in the midst of that timing, what are you doing in preparation for the manifestation? If you're just sitting there and doing nothing, talking about, well, you know, it's going to happen when God wants it to happen. It's going to happen when you get up and start. Then in God's timing, the full manifestation of the thing happens. So he says, start that business. He's like, oh, in God's timing, it's going to happen. No, he says, in this midst of time, get the business plan together, get your credit right. Y'all quiet. Start looking for a building, start looking for a manufacturer. Start doing all of the things that you can do in the natural, so when my supernatural time shows up, it'll manifest. So your natural and your supernatural collide together. Then God's timing manifests. Oh, it's going to happen when it's... No. God says, well, what are you doing? You're delaying time. Oh, God. Watch this. That's dishonorable. Let me show you how the dishonor works. God, I didn't even see you. This is Pastor Tiffany's granddaughter that was in the hospital with. She became a big girl now. Hey, Coach. She frowned at me now. Amen. But watch. Watch the dishonor. God, you said it. I heard you, but I didn't move on it. That's dishonorable. So he gave you instruction that you wouldn't even comply to or with. That's dishonorable. And God's like, why would I waste my word and my time on you and you ain't going to do nothing with it? You know, we good to quote in the scripture, don't cast your pearls amongst the swine. Just look at your neighbor and go, oink, oink. No, I'm sorry. That's what happens when God casts his word to you, you don't do nothing with it. He done cast his pearls amongst. Delayed obedience is proof of dishonor. Indeed it is. Delayed obedience is proof of dishonor. Hear this. Honor has a sound, a very distinctive sound. Honor has a sound, and it's distinctive. You know what honor sounds like when it's proclaimed around you. Now, adversely, you also know what dishonor sounds like. Now, hear this clearly now. There are people, watch this, they'll say words, but those words... You ever had somebody mask their honor in fluffy words of adoration? We call it shade. They do it on the slick. Oh, look at you in your little church. Oh, your little business, you know, your little marriage. Oh, your wedding was beautiful. That little marriage was beautiful. Wedding was beautiful. It sounds honorable, but it's masking dishonor. True honor has a sound that resonates in the atmosphere. True honor has a way of, watch this, shifting things, changing attitudes, giving or opening access. Someone walks in and says, man, you're a mighty woman, a mighty man of God. Opportunity arises for you to give opportunity unto them. You remember that one. There was a woman in the Bible. She was married to a man back in King David's time. Her name was Abigail. And Abigail's husband was dishonorable unto the king. The king sought to kill him. But because of this honorable wife, she comes up to the king and she says, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is what it looks like in my own crazy mind view of the Bible. King, don't mess with him. You know he a fool. He wouldn't think it right. Leave him alone. You know, his elevator don't go all the way up to the top floor. And the king, watch this, showed favor to her because she's so honored to him. Later on, I think he married her too. Amen. Talk about marrying a king. Coming into your wealthy place, huh? Watch. Because of honor. When you sow seeds of honor, it opens doors to access. People find a way to now be gracious to you, generous to you, opportunistic towards you because of honor. I'll give you another side story. This is a personal one. Years ago, I was one of the pastors at this large church, and one day the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, go clean the bathrooms. I said, clean the bathrooms? Clean the bathrooms? Yeah, good. I was just a member at the time serving, one of the servant leaders there. So I went and I started cleaning the bathroom. I was honoring the house. Cleaning the urinals, mopping the floor. The senior pastor walks into the bathroom, and I'm cleaning the urinal. And he looks over at me. He says, Keith, what are you doing? I said, I was instructed to clean the urinals. He just, his response was, and walked out. That was the whole interaction. I don't know, it was probably about 7-8 months later, I get this phone call. And it's the executive pastor, he calls me up, he says, hey, I want to call you in for an interview. I'm like, for what? We've created this new position. We created this new position that I think you'll be fitting for. I said, okay. I go in, I interview, they give me the job. Now watch, it's no coinky dink. Prior to, I'm cleaning toilets because the Holy Spirit led me to, because I want to honor the house. And here it is, I get 7-8 months later, an interview for a job, for a position that wasn't even there. Yeah. When you learn to honor people, God creates opportunities. He opens doors. He makes ways out of no ways. He gives you favor where it would seem in a favorless situation. When you learn how to honor people, doors open up. And some of you have been standing at locked doors because of the seed of dishonor in your heart. You're knocking and knocking and you can't come in. And some of you are so mad you're huffing and puffing, trying to blow down. You complain to God. God, why? He said you need to get rid of that dishonor. That's in your heart. Get rid of that dishonor. Around people who know how to honor, they stand out. They smell different. Go on, just sniff yourself. In every single season of your life, it's going to require honor. Every single season of your life. You're saying, what does this have to do with Jesus? What does this have to do with the kingdom of God? You know that there are 10 commandments in the Bible? Y'all heard 10 commandments?
Yes.
It's unlike the Constitution, hopefully. Hopefully you know the 10. You know the U.S. Constitution? I asked you what. We ain't going to go there. Some of us know the Constitution better than we know the commandments. Oh, my God. But watch. Of the 10, only 4 honors God. And 6 honors others. Now, here's this great and mighty God we serve. And he gives us 10 commandments. And the 4 are towards God. But the other 6 is towards your brother and your sister. He puts more weight and emphasis on how we treat and honor one another than we even honor him. Oh, God. Oh, y'all hearing me? Because the scripture says it this way. He says, they will know you are my disciples. Love one from another. Love one towards one another. God says, listen, oh, you're going to honor me, but I need you to honor one another.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at it. Are y'all getting this so far? Come on, lift your hands. Say, Lord, uproot every seed of dishonor that's in my heart. Lord, today, if I've been dishonorable, today, I repent. Today, Lord, I'm an honorable servant who honors you and honors others. Let's look at this thing. The 10 commandments. Have no other gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Honor your mother and your father. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant. You shall not. Look at your neighbor and say, you shall not. You got to honor your mother and your father. Now watch. The first 4 talks about God. But the next 6 talks about how we treat one another. Honor your mother and father. That's a horizontal honoring. The first is vertical. The first 4 are vertical. This is between us and God. This is how we honor God. 4. The next 6 is honor. Come on, Elder White. Come here, sir. I need a big tree. Come on. You look sharp today, sir. He's been crowned in royalty. I like that. Amen. Vertical relationship. He's a worshiper, a worship leader, right? Now watch. His worship is unto God. Vertical. Lift your hands, sir. Lift your hands. I felt glory on that. Right? That's vertical. That's between him and God. His vertical worship can't be judged by man. Because his worship belongs to God. And only God can judge the worshiper. If you worship, or if you judge his worship, you become judgmental. Why he worship like that? Why he got his hands lifted? Why he got his arms crossed and folded? Why you worried? That ain't for you. Worship belongs to God. Why you worried if I'm sitting down with my head bowed down, with my head in my hands? If I choose to worship God on the floor, on the bench, in the bedroom, that's between me and only he can judge my worship. Because between me and him, that's a vertical worship. But watch. This by itself ain't enough. Because if we don't go from here to here, then your worship is in vain. What do you mean? Me worshiping God is in vain? Yeah, it is if you're not turning your vertical into a horizontal. Because you can worship God in the private space, but get in the public space and shame God. So you have canceled all of your private worship with your public bad behavior and your bad attitude. Now you have turned something that should have been private and judged privately. You now make a public spectacle to be judged of the men's opinions. And it brings shame to God. Well, I saw you in church worshiping. Now look at you now. You were speaking in tongues. Now you're cussing. Private worship, publicly judged. Because you hadn't had a right love walk to honor people. I hope y'all getting this. So watch. Now, honor says, I honor God vertically, but I must also learn to honor people horizontally. Because if I don't get this right, this won't be right. But if I don't do this, then this is not important. Because watch this. If this not changing you when you get to this, then you wasting your time. Yeah. I don't think y'all heard me. If this ain't changing you, then when you get to this, you don't waste your time with this. And many of us are in church with this all day long.
Come on, sir.
But we get out here and we're not operating in this. That's dishonor. That's dishonorable to God. And he says, watch this. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So what's the truth? That if the Spirit of God resides in me, then I should walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. So now when I treat my brother and my sister, I'm not treating them, watch this, by the flesh. I'm treating them by the Spirit. Which goes beyond me, because my flesh won't. That came out kind of quick, huh? I still.
You still got it.
But watch, that's by the flesh. But the Spirit said, "Let man lift holy hands without wrath or without doubt." So I honor God, watch this, even in my words and my actions. Hallelujah. Even when people are dishonorable to me,
yes,
I still got to be honorable. Because if not, watch. What happens is their dishonorable actions brings dishonor not to me, but to them and God. That's why the prodigal son, I'm sorry, so you've been listening a long time. He started praying in tongues. Oh, Jesus. Take the wheel, Jesus. Take the wheel. Be my strength, Lord. In my time or my weakness. Thank you, sir. Give me a hand clap. Pray. We got to show honor.
Yes.
We got to learn to honor one another. Because
yes,
watch, when we're dishonorable to one another, then that dishonor show to you, it goes towards them and towards God. That's why when the prodigal son came to himself, this was his declaration. I will go back to my father's house and tell him that I have wronged him and God. I have been dishonorable to him and to watch. Here's the words of Jesus about Jesus. He grew in stature and in favor in God's eyesight and towards men. Even Jesus had to be honorable. And he grew in favor and stature, not only in God's eyesight, but towards men too. Honor is the key. Honor is the key. And if you've been walking in dishonor, and that seed has been sown in your life, your assignment today is to uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Well, they dead and gone. Get it out your heart. Get it out your heart. Today is the day. You have to learn to cultivate a culture of honor. Especially if you're expecting big things from God. It starts with honor and it ends with honor. You honor his word by the way you live out his word. So every time you go contrary to the word, that's dishonor rising up on the inside of you. Every time there's forgiveness opportunities and you say, I won't forgive, that's dishonor rising up against his word. Every time he says give and you won't give, that's dishonor towards his word. When it's time to show grace and you're not gracious, it's dishonor to his word. When you covet and lust for another stuff, person, thing, whatever it is dishonor to his word. When you walk out in lasciviousness, what in the world's lit? Yeah. Greed, hatred, anger, bitterness, you're being dishonorable to his word. Or more than that, being dishonorable unto him. If this don't change you, this won't change. So you got to be honorable in your worship as you're honorable in your life. You got to be honorable in your praise and worship so that your life can be made right. Because this should change you. And if this ain't changed you, cut it out. Amen. I dare to say you're wasting your time. Scripture said it this way, they honor me with their lips, but in their hearts they're far removed from me. Stop telling people you love God if you don't love people. Because if you don't love what he loves, then you don't love him. Stop telling people I don't love church. How you not going to love something that he loves? You know, them church folk, and I got an issue with church folk too. I ain't going down to be with them church folk. He with the church folk. I mean, if he's sitting with Sinners and Wine Bibles, surely he should sit with the church. They got a lot of Sinners and Wine Bibles in church. So you in the right place. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Some of y'all had a sip before you came here. But he's sitting and supping and fellowshipping with sinners and wine bibblers. So he's right here in the church. But we got to love what God loves. And he loves the church. For Christ so loved the church that he gave his life. He died for it. So if Christ loved the church, and if you love Christ, then you have to love what Christ loves. God loves the world. I ain't say go be like the world, but he loves the world. So we got to show the world love. Because you can win a lot more people with honey. Y'all know the rest. So it's a seed of honor that I hope to provoke inside of you today. So I'm going to make a couple appeals and we're done. The first appeal is to those of you, and listen, this part right here is where we got to first kill pride. I'm going to kill the witch today. We're going to cut the head off of the snake today. For those of you primarily who say, you know what, I'm good. I ain't got to live my hand. Right here is where we're pulling the root up. We're killing pride. If there's been a seed of dishonor sowed into your heart, then this is the moment for you to pull it out. If you sowed seeds, thank you, man, of dishonor, it's time to uproot it. If that's you, stand to your feet as my sister is doing now. If that's you, stand to your feet. It's in your heart. Children towards parents, parents towards children, husband towards wives, wives towards husbands, brothers towards sisters, sisters towards brothers, workers against workers. Dishonor, 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 dishonor. Now watch. How does dishonor look too? You said stuff about somebody you wouldn't want nobody saying about you. That's dishonorable. If that's you in your heart, stand to your feet. You said something about somebody that you wouldn't want mentioned about you. Stand to your feet. We're going to uproot that today, get it out you, so that your heart will be clear for this next phase.
Yes.
Lift your hands, if you would, for those of you standing. Really search your heart and ask God to remove that thing out of you right now. Do it now. Make it your own prayer. I won't feed you the prayer. Ask God to uproot that thing. God, take it out of me. Take it. However you want to say it, however you want to phrase it. Between, this is your vertical worship. I know they hurt you. I know they've done you wrong. I know they said some stuff about you. But we don't want to be like them. We want to be better than them. Come on, come on. Cry out. Ask God to pull that thing out of you. The seeds of dishonor is like a weed. It'll grow up with your harvest. But it'll strangle your harvest when it comes to full fruition. You better pull it out now. Pull it out, pull it out, pull it out. Pull it out, pull it out now. Get it out you, get it out you. Amen. When you feel it's been released out of your life, just say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My next appeal, the reason why I need you to get that out your heart, because I need you to have a clear and a clean heart at this moment, right? At this moment, if you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, or maybe you had a relationship but you backslid and you strayed away, you have moved away from God, he's calling you back today. I need your heart. I've already made this declaration. I need you praying with me, but I need you praying with a clean heart. Praying for those who need to make a response to this decision. If that's you today, would you come and meet me at the altar? Somebody who have not accepted Christ, or maybe you have, but today you want to get it right. If that's you today, would you meet me at this altar? Would you meet me at this altar? If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, or maybe you have, but you're backslidden, and today you will say, today I want to get it right. If that's you, amen. Meet me at the altar. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Don't know Christ, but want to come to know him. Maybe you're backslidden, want to get your life right with Christ. Would you come? Would you come? Come on, do the work of evangelism. Look at your neighbor and say, you right with Jesus? Look at your neighbor and say, you right with Jesus? You right. Thank you, Father. My last appeal to you today, you don't have a church home, but you need a church home, looking for a church home, and you would say, today is the day I want to commit and be a part of what God is doing here at Elevate Church. If that's you, would you lift your hand in the air, wave it at me? Don't have a church? Amen. Need a church? Hallelujah. If that's you, would you lift your hand? Looking for a church home? Don't have a church home. Amen. Well, let's bless the Lord. Clap your hands all over the place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to leave the altar open for those of you who are standing in need of prayer. As we get our ministries ready, I release all of the ministry leads and heads to go to your tables at this moment. As we get ready to close on today, all ministries, go man your tables. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you bless of the Lord on today? Hallelujah. Will you bless of the Lord on today? Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Elder Cole. For all of our first time, second time, even third time, recurring guests, we'd love to meet you, greet you, shake your hand. I'll be out there in the foyer. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Thank you, sir.
Don't forget, we do have the ministry fair. So for you guys that like to normally leave in a hurry, we ask that you stick around and meet some of the ministry leads. Amen. And we got food for you, too. That normally make people stick around when you got food, huh? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word that has been sown in this house. We thank you, God, that it's hit our heart, God, and we will change. God, we receive this word. Bless our apostle. Bless our church. Bless this word, God. Protect us and keep us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Robes that we have, this is what we wear on Sundays when we dance. We always make sure we cover up. Now, we will have some undergarments on also, but whenever you're ready and you can lay to worship, because our worship is our movement of our body, the way we send a message to God. So we invite anyone, 8 minutes, 5 to 11, then we have 12 to 18, 19 and up. Amen. Dudes can dance. We also have mine. Oh, yes, dudes can dance. And they have dudes that dance with flags. But we call flags banners. So get ready to just worship with God. And just let him know that you love him in the ministry.
Amen. I got two left feet, but I think I might do a mime one of these days as well. Amen. So we at the young adult table right here. I tell you, I'm not a young adult anymore. I've gracefully passed up the age of 30. But they are speaking to the people right now. Brother Chauncey, what's going on? Why don't you tell the people about the young adult ministry and what y'all got going on?
Well, we're looking for young adults ages 18 to 30 to join us. We actually have a fun night that we're going to do in August. I think it's August 23rd, I'm sorry. We're having a fun night at Main Event. So we invite all our young adults out ages 18 to 30 to have fun with us. All right?
Man, age ain't nothing but a number, I tell you. It's all in your heart. I'm still a young adult, even though I don't meet the age criteria. Amen. So, yeah. Oh, snap. My bad, Sister Ricky. Yo, the women who elevate, our women's ministry here at Elevate is very strong. Sister Ricky just wanted the microphone, so I'm going to let her have it because I ain't going to incur that wrath. So, women who elevate, tell us about y'all.
Yes, we are with Women Who Elevate. I am doing dual role right now. We want every woman that is a part of Elevate Church in Baton Rouge to come and be a part of Women Who Elevate. This is not for the platform. This is for you to be equipped and be ready for the Word of God. And when your time is ready, whether or not you're single, married, well, we want you to connect with God and to be with us. We might have an hour session one day. We may actually get together. We may have a book reading club. We want to have all the women who elevate. Get your T-shirt. You do not have to have a T-shirt to join, but we want you to be able to